Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Stay Informed Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Gonzalez.
And I'm your co-host, Tom Oshowitz.
Today, we're going to be discussing the CFPB data proposal in regards to some really interesting insights about data collection and what it means for auto lenders. Tom, you have been doing a lot of analysis and review of some of the recent laws. What are your thoughts on, you know, the rules that are being proposed by the CFPB, and should lenders be concerned?
You know, Jessica, this is one of those sleepy little rules which actually is going to have a profound impact. A lot of lenders may not have noticed, but it's going to have major repercussions for auto lending, supervision, and enforcement. And frankly, the CFPB is going to use this data collection to target supervisory and enforcement activity.
Wow. Can you, one, nobody really likes these sleepy rules. So I'm glad you are talking about it, writing about it, and bringing it to our attention just so that we're not caught by surprise. But can you tell me a little bit more about the origins of the request?
Yeah, sure. So in a lot of financial services, there are major data collections going on. You know, banks have to deal with call reports. For mortgage, you have HMDA, and frankly, the CFPB, which has some authority over auto lending, has been frustrated for years about its lack of knowledge of the industry. And so they have a responsibility under Section 1022 of Dodd-Frank to monitor risks in the financial markets. And so early 2023, they sent out a data request to 9 lenders and liked what they found. And so now this new request to finalize is going to go out to 4,000 lenders.
Wow, that's a really large amount of lenders. What are the specifics around, you know, the request?
Right, so the CFPB, as is typical, has sort of bifurcated the request into two parts, one for small originators and one for larger. So if you're a small originator, you have, and that would be originators who have between 500 and 20,000 loans originated in a year, they're gonna have really targeted questions. One is about the number of vehicles repossessed, a number about the number of loan modifications in your portfolio. But guess what? If you have over 20,000 originations, they throw the whole bucket at you. There are going to be 23 categories of data related to vehicle loan terms and pricing, another 23 categories of data related to the borrower, the lender, and the dealer. This includes things like cash price, sales tax charge, granular breakdowns of payments and charges, interest rate, buy rate, dealer market or reserve. Just so much stuff. And then there's going to be 18 different types of servicing questions and 28 categories of questions related to assignment and repossession. So I guess one of the questions I have for you, Jessica, you were on the inside. You were a very senior executive at an auto lender. I'm just trying to get a sense from your perspective, A, how easy was for you folks to get this data in the first place internally? And second, what would a request from the CFPB feel like coming in from the outside for this amount of data?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, most organizations, large, small, still run on, you know, good old Excel. even when I worked for Visa, I was surprised at how many, you know, of our models started in Excel and then kind of morphed into something else. But ultimately, even if it was into a really cool orchestration tool, it ended up back in Excel, right? That we could like live and breathe in. So, you know, in a large organization, there's a lot of data, there's data warehouses, but it's really hard to get information. You know, people are doing, you know, queries to understand, you know, how to do those data pulls. There's always reports that are requested, and there's a time frame of being able to get that. Some of the reports that we wanted to utilize on an operational daily basis were really difficult to get. And if there was a large amount of data, then, you know, sometimes it would just crash mid, not even a query, right? But just pulling it up and trying to be able to filter it, get the report that we wanted to see so that we could operationalize it. So I think the data element is a huge challenge for, you know, small organizations, large organizations. And I think it's something we've all struggled with for a while and we'll probably continue to struggle with. So I think this is something definitely that we should, you know, make sure that lenders are prepared to have, you know, audits as well as traceable you know, capacity so that they can share those files and transfer that insight. I think that we hear it a lot because even at Informed, you know, we are really looking at ensuring there's, you know, actionable data and insights and automating the entire origination process. But we also, you know, we don't really talk about it, but we help when people purchase large portfolio securitization, when we're trying to even get a large amount of data elements from prior purchases or historical elements into a new customer relationship management tool or a sales tool, so that you could actually track the number of vehicles repossessed or the loans modified. And so I think it's going to be really critical to make sure that you can manage that data, but also that you have ease of accessing historical data. Because some of these, like I said, the audits, they can come in and they can say, hey, we want to actually look at this year, last year. But then if something, you know, goes awry, then they're going to want a historical traction. How much customer harm did you do in the past 5 years, right? And really, I think that, you know, we kind of lived this during COVID, where there was a lot of loan modifications, and we were under a lot of scrutiny of when we should give a loan modification out and when we should not, because there's an element of making sure that you have done, right, you know, a customer interview. And so I think that that also is kind of making sure that the language there and the summary is where AI can also help, right? For those, like, you know, conversations of what did you ask the customer? Was this a valid loan modification? So I think even for that smaller lender organization, it'll still be a big impact.
Yes, yeah, so you make some really great points there, Jessica. One thing I think I heard you saying was that the same technology that you need to run your business more efficiently is exactly what you're going to need to be able to respond to regulators. So if you having technology like Informed, where you can actually, you know, process things in an automated fashion and understand it, it's going to help you on the compliance end.
Yeah, I definitely think that technology that can add value right now and then also help you in one of those tight spots is really impactful. It's also something that we really push, because the compliance element usually helps us get our foot in the door at times. And then we're able to really show true value ongoing. And I think that that's really impactful, that you can utilize a compliance point solution and then ultimately automate your whole organization and bring in a whole value add by one organization. A lot of times, that, you know, if you're addressing compliance issue, it's just kind of, you kind of pull it in, address that issue, and then you really don't get a value, you know, going forward. And everyone just hates that, right? Like, we have to do all this work for an audit. But in reality, if you're doing the right thing consistently, then you can really improve your ongoing originations as well as your historical data. So really excited for some of those opportunities to help out lenders.
Right. And I just want to build off of that, which is that not only is it going to help you, but you're going to need this type of technology going forward, because frankly, the CFPs, if they collect this data, they're going to use it, right? They have limited resources. And so they're going to do this data collection to figure out, you know, where the risks are. You know, frankly, the CFPB, like Santa, is going to know who's naughty or nice and act accordingly. You know, they're going to use it to identify violations, identify who it wants to supervise, and frankly, to target enforcement. So, you know, people should be prepared that it's going to be a data-driven CFPB. And just to give people a flavor of the type of investigations the CFPB could conduct with this data, it could do UDAP reviews of the prices charged for individual vehicles. It could assess whether your company is adhering to gap pricing limits. It can do comprehensive fair lending analysis of your portfolio from origination all the way through the auto loan lifecycle. It can look at military lending. It can look at UDAP related to repossession and voluntary surrender of vehicles. And it can look at your complaint. So frankly, you know, so much is now fair game.
Yeah, that's interesting, but also a little scary. Do we have any recourse in the industry?
You know, so right now, folks should know that there is a comment period open until March of 2024, the March 25th. And then the CFPB, after they get the comments, are going to have to respond to those comments and resubmit these comments or resubmit the rule to the CFPB again. So there'll be a second bite of the apple. So just watch the regs. We'll keep folks informed. And when there's a chance for you to comment, we'll let you know. But definitely it's a time for, if industry has concerns, to voice their concerns, especially with the depth and just the sheer amount of data that the CFPB is requesting.
Right. And I think with all good things, right, make sure you make your voice heard, go out there and vote, if you will. but then what else do you think long term is going to happen?
You know, I think at the end of the day, this is a tie that is inevitable, that with generative AI and other types of AI technology, we are becoming more and more, as I said earlier, data driven. The CFPB is ultimately going to have granular insights into how lenders are operating. So lenders need to be prepared to respond to that, which means A, they need to have monitoring systems in place, and B, when they do find problems, they have to address them early before the CFPB finds it on its own review.
Well, thank you, Tom. As usual, that's a lot of really interesting and informative information, especially where we need to keep our eyes open and making sure that we are not stepping in those compliance regulatory items. So that's all the time we have for today. Until then, stay informed.